Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be looking at how we count numbers. Yes, we looked yesterday, right, on New Year's Eve, we looked at the number 42 as being the meaning of life. And today, we're not necessarily going to look at it from the meaning of life perspective, but today we're going to deal with a shocking reality that we might all be doing something wrong. And that's okay, right? We do things wrong all the time. And sometimes we adopt what everybody else is doing because it just makes sense. And that is where we are at today. That is exactly where we're at today. And so I have to explain to you guys that our Western European way of doing numbers, and I hope this doesn't sound too dry, but our Western European way of doing numbers did not include the number zero until Leonardo da Vinci's famous math book from the late 1400s, right? It did not include the number zero. So what does that mean, right? So we're using the Gregorian calendar. We're using a calendar that predated our current numbering system, that predated the use of the zero. And what that means is that our years actually started on year one, not year zero. And so how does that apply to us today? We just started 2020. And you're absolutely correct. We just started 2020. But if we go all the way back to when those 2000s years, you know, ago started, they actually didn't start at zero. They started at one. And what that means is that if you were celebrating not just the new year, but you were celebrating the new decade, you're actually a year too early, right? Because if we start at the year one, right, then the new decade always starts when we go from, not from, you know, nine to zero, right at the end of our final digit of numbers, but from zero to one. And actually this debate about whether or not we have entered the new decade or we have, you know, or we're entering the new decade too early based upon some folks got enough attention that there's an NPR story on it. And I'll link to that here. But this is one of those things that it's like, well, wait a second here. We're all doing it wrong. Right? Because that's just the way math works. You can't argue with the fact that the year started at year one and then worked its way up. And so really the decade doesn't start until we hit year one, until 2021. The new decade doesn't start till then, except for if we redefine the word decade. Right? And this is where things start to get interesting. See, our math is solid, right? But our language is flexible. So our math is solid, but our language is flexible. Language evolves. Words mean different things as we move forward in time. They always have. They always will. We have less movement. Well, we have this really interesting way our words are moving. It's hard to tell if it's more or less or better or worse. We just know that they're moving. It has the potential to move very quickly with all of our technology, and also has the potential to be very static because of all of our written word. But words keep on changing. And so it's almost like now the term for decade refers to the time period between the 10 years where, you know, that end with a zero digit in both instances, as opposed to it being the traditional very stock definition of 10 years, 10 year intervals going back to the first year that we started counting decades. And that's okay. So we're all wrong, but we're all wrong together. But we're right according to English, but we're wrong according to math. And it's okay to be wrong. It's okay to look at how these different systems impact our lives different ways. You know, time is very hard to calculate. It's very hard for computers to calculate. It's very hard for people to calculate. We have inherited the system of time that we are using right now, and it is absolutely not perfect, and it has quite a few flaws, has lots of opportunities to improve, and that's okay. Our language does as well, and that's one of the reasons why our language evolves and changes, so we can communicate what we're trying to say. We're trying to say, as we celebrate jumping into 2020, how exciting we are to start what we are perceiving as a new decade together. And wouldn't you rather start a new decade together, right, with others, even if you might be wrong mathematically, but you're right linguistically because we all agree to it, right? Wouldn't you rather start a new decade together than alone? And I think I'd rather start a new decade together. So the next time we use decade, you can sound smart to your friends and be like, well, actually, it's not a decade according to math, but it is a decade according to English. And you'd be totally right in both cases. You can argue both sides of that coin. So if you're in the position to do some arguments, there's an opportunity to do it. Unfortunately, I bring this up just after you finish spending all this time with family, which is one of the best times to bring up arguments like that. And maybe I'm a little too late, but you can save it up for the next family reunion, the next time you get together, to be able to bring up the idea that the decade hasn't started yet and you're saving yourself for 2021 or something along those lines. All right, so this is a good opportunity for us, Witsi, to remind you guys that we want to have, as part of the show, we want to have Curiosity Spotlights. So a Curiosity Spotlight is where one of our listeners shares how curiosity has impacted them personally and professionally, what they've learned. And they can send those in using the comments, either on YouTube or any of the places they find this, or you can send it in over at Parking Thought on Twitter, right? So you can hit us up on Twitter. You can use either the hashtag Curiosity Spotlight, or you can just tag us in the tweet itself. And we'd love to hear how curiosity has impacted your life, right? And we want to share that with this audience, because as curiosity impacts you, it'll also give people other opportunities to explore and to find things that they can be grateful for. So please, if you have those Curiosity Spotlights, please reach out to us on Twitter or leave a comment. Either use the hashtag Curiosity Spotlight or reach out to us at Parking Thought, and we'd love to have you there. Well, let's wrap up this episode. It's a little shorter than normal, but you might not have the attention span for it if your partying went pretty well because you thought you were still celebrating the new decade. I'm not faulting you at all. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this podcast or this particular episode is to share this episode with someone else. Yes, that is the best way to say thank you. If you're just joining us for this episode, we're glad you could make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes below or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on the YouTube, the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and LBRY.TV. Yes, you can find us over there. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?